Before 10 years ago, could you imagine a time when someone could have committed a crime that's already on the books, or they committed multiple crimes, or thousands of crimes to be exact, and it's on the books as being illegal? But then the ruling authority comes along and says, well, we're going to let them get away with that. Well, wait a minute, those crimes are still affecting society. That doesn't matter. Going forward, we'll let you enforce the law the way it is. This is what just happened between the citizens of Arizona and the Supreme Court. But it's not just Arizona. This applies to the 49 other states. This is despicable. This is inexcusable. And we're going to break it down for you right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. And we're the show, Freeing America One Enslaved Mind at a Time. We ask you to share this story. We got to amplify the message because we have a largely ignorant nation to still wake up. People still watch the mainstream media. People still are thinking the Democrats are for the underprivileged, the underserved, and they're only for their donor class. So just, yeah, we need to wake them up. So please share. We're brought to you by the Magic Dicol products, in particular the Nanosoma spray. This spray, all it is, once a day, five sprays, maintenance dose. But if you got into crisis like I was back in the last week in February, early March, I was doing five sprays every hour. And you can't OD on this product because it's natural. It boosts your vitamin C and you don't produce it yourself. And this is amazing what it does. It enhances the vitamin D receptors. The advantages are incredible. Improves longevity by enhancing telomeres. But what it did for me was giving my life back. What it's doing for people that are writing me testimonials, like Glenna from North Carolina, and she's saying, Dave, I had bronchitis and it wasn't going away, and I was concerned. And I started taking this product at your urging. And it's all disappeared. This is the kind of thing that we're getting from people. And it's across the board, different conditions, different situations, but people are experiencing incredible benefits. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. To get through what we're about ready to get through, you need to be the best version of your healthy self. I want my healthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we're in a little bit of a dilemma. And more than a little bit of a dilemma, we have the Supreme Court sanctioning voter fraud. Oh, it's not carte blanche. And it was a 5-4 decision, but let me explain. Arizona had ruled that 40,000 illegitimate, unproven voters for citizenship should be taken off the voter rolls. That's the law. That's the federal law. That's the state law. That's the law. But the Supreme Court, the case got appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, and they came back and they ruled, oh, no. Those 40,000 get to stay. But they didn't prove they were citizens, and that's the law. That doesn't matter. That's what we say. A 5-4 decision. The four flaming liberals. And do you know who betrayed the American people? The citizens of Arizona, free and fair elections. Amy Coney Barrett, the biggest fraud to ever serve on the Supreme Court. I'm a conservative, Donald Trump. Yeah, look at it. She's not. Was it a case of him not doing homework? I don't know. But what I do know is she's betraying the trust that she presented when she was confirmed as a conservative judge. She's anything but. She just sanctioned voter fraud. Now, with all the voter fraud that happened in the 2022 midterm election in Arizona, in which very unlikely Katie Hobbs narrowly defeated Carrie Lake by 11,000 votes. So many fraudulent votes, unbelievable. But anyway, the 40,000 could swing in next election. It could cause Ruben Gallego wild-eyed radical liberal for totally open borders. He could defeat Carrie Lake with these 40,000 illegitimate voters. This is beyond comprehension. And, for the life of me, I don't understand why Joe Biden wants to revamp the Supreme Court. I mean, first of all, it's the craziest Looney Tunes idea I've ever heard from a president. But why would he want to mess with what's working? The Supreme Court just sanctioned voter fraud in Arizona to the tune of 40,000 voters, and it's in perpetuity. It's not just this coming election, it's any other election that we have coming up. Although we may not have another election after this election. I'll tell you, Kamala Harris, and I've heard some clips of her speech now. I agreed with one thing she said. This isn't just another election that we have every 4 years. This is the election. That's true. If these people stay in power, you need to heed my warning. And if you don't believe me, you need to get a history book out and start doing some research on tyranny. We've gone through a satanic Bolshevik communist coup. Could you imagine just going back to the Obama years if they just said, yeah, the government supports cutting kids' genitals off? Could you imagine that being the case? Can you imagine going back to the Clinton years and they're chastising families and motherhood and so forth and having babies? And they fly the pride flag at the White House to the exclusion of every other lifestyle. Can you imagine the uproar that would have happened? We've gone through a coup, and history shows a coup is always followed by a purge. And a purge is preceded by gun confiscation. Sorry, but it's true. University-wide democide project, decades-long research still ongoing, 16 genocides, 20th century, all of them preceded by gun confiscation. Folks, this is what's in our future with Kamala Harris. And she told you this. Would you people start believing them when they speak? When they tell you what they're going to do to you, I'm going to give Congress 100 days. If they don't take the guns, I will by executive order. She can't do that. And this is what I hear when I tell people, and she can't do that. Yeah, well, Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He can't do that. Well, he did. Biden cancels student loan debts by the millions, and you're paying out of your pocket for someone else's education. They can't do that. That's public gift to private property. No, it's what they're doing. They're defying the Supreme Court. Exactly. Exactly. I could go on and on with these fraudulent contradictions by our public officials, a lot of them with Merrick Garland. A lot of them. But it's irrelevant. The Constitution's on life support. The Supreme Court, which is supposed to be the defender of the Constitution, is now turned to anything but. I'll go back to a worse ruling with the Supreme Court. And this was under, I think it was under Obama. No, it was under Bush. Same difference. Bush is one of them. The Bush family, are you kidding me? You kidding me? No, Bush family is classic poster child for Rhino Republicans. But the Supreme Court decision that took place then, led by Roberts, who cast the deciding vote, compromise justice. Yeah, I mean, might want to pull back the covers. Well, that could be kind of gross, but he's compromised for very well-known reasons. He cast the deciding vote that said that reversed eminent domain law in the United States. It used to be you could only take private property with fair compensation for a public purpose, like building a hospital, expanding a road. Okay, I don't believe in eminent domain like that, but you could have done that, okay, for a public purpose. And then there was an argument that a city had come in and condemned land and was taking it away from private people and giving it to private developers. And the argument was, you can't go private to private. That's unconstitutional and illegal. It's a violation of the Fifth Amendment, due process. And the court says, no, it's not. Not if it somehow could maybe kind of sort of benefit the public. That was the worst Supreme Court decision in my lifetime. Well, maybe taking prayer out of the classrooms. You see, we've made the mistake of thinking the Supreme Court has always been this objective body. It hasn't been, and it's growing worse by the day. I think the worst decision the Supreme Court ever made in its history was Dred Scott. Slave runs away, is caught, taken back to unimaginable horrors. And his argument was once he escaped to a free state, he was a free man. They says, oh, no. And who was on the Supreme Court? What was their political makeup? Seven Democrats, two Republicans. I rest my case. This Supreme Court, and especially you, Amy Coney Barrett, you're a disgrace to the Supreme Court. And you have just sanctioned voter fraud in the state of Arizona. And don't think in Atlanta, in Fulton County, if you go before the Supreme Court and you want to get rid of your illegitimate voters, don't think for a second it's going to happen. We're talking in Arizona now, 40,000 unconfirmed citizens, most of them living at the intersection of walk and don't walk, are going to be able to influence and steal another election. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.